Ben Stiller is a huge comedy actor with an interesting background you may not know. So here's a little bit more information about everybody's favorite member of the frat pack, Ben Stiller. In 1965, Ben Stiller was born in New York City to Jerry Stiller and Ann Mara, a hugely successful husband and wife comedy team of the 1960s and 70s. In addition to their fame as a comedy duo, they would also achieve success individually as actors and writers. Mara would be nominated for 4 Emmys in her career. And years later, Jerry Stiller would appear as short-tempered father of George Costanza on Seinfeld. Ben has an older sister, Amy, who would later appear in many of his films as an actress. Ben described his upbringing as, quote, not what you'd call traditional, end quote. He recalls being frequently taken to the TV sets where his parents would perform. At an early age, he had an interest in making short films with a Super 8 camera. At 9, he made his acting debut on his mother's short-lived TV show called Kate McShane. Later, he would perform with the New York City Troupe, NYC's first all-children theater. He played the title role in Clever Jack in The Magic Beanstalk. After graduating from the Calhoun School in New York, he attended UCLA as a film student. 9 months later, he left school and returned to New York pursuing acting work. Alongside his early theatrical performances, he made short comedy films. In 1989, he joined Saturday Night Live as a featured performer, but frustrated by the creative limitations placed on him, for example, he wasn't allowed to make more short films, he left SNL after only 4 episodes. Later in that same year, he wrote and performed on an MTV show called The Ben Stiller Show. It was a mix of sketch comedy, music videos, and short films. Lasting only 13 episodes, it led to a 1992 Fox Network show of the same name. This show was also short-lived, but it won praise from critics and would win an Emmy for Outstanding Writing in a Variety or Music Program. In 1994, Ben made his feature film directorial debut with Reality Bites, a film he co-starred in with Winona Ryder and Ethan Hawke. Other notable films for Ben in this era were Flirting with Disaster, If Lucy Fell, and his second feature film as director, The Cable Guy, starring Jim Carrey, of course. In later years, he would star in and or direct Zoolander, The Royal Tenenbaums, Permanent Midnight, and There's Something About Mary. His films have grossed more than $2.6 billion in North America alone. Ben is often grouped in with other comic actors unofficially known as the Frat Pack, the others being Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson, Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell, and Jack Black. The name comes from the silly or sophomoric nature of some of the films and the fact that these actors have often appeared in films with each other, like a fraternity. And that's what I have today for Ben Stiller. I hope you enjoyed the show and come back tomorrow. Thanks.